The image of Jesus as shepherd, particularly good shepherd, is a familiar one and a powerful one and a comforting one and one that I think most everyone can understand, even those of us very far removed from our sheep herding days. The qualities of a good shepherd are similar to the qualities, say, of a good mother or a good father, the qualities the children were bringing up. And that image occurs throughout Scripture. You probably heard it at least alluded to in both of our readings this morning. Peter says, we are like sheep who have gone astray, but have now come back to our shepherd. But it's the other image for Jesus that I would like to consider today, the image that he uses in the second half of the passage from John's Gospel, because I think it may be less clear what Jesus is saying and maybe less familiar an image, but I think an equally powerful one. That is the image of Jesus as the gate or the door. What does Jesus mean by that? I am the gate, he says. And notice how he shifts at the beginning of John's Gospel, or this passage in John's Gospel. Jesus says, in essence, the sheep are in the pen, and there is a gatekeeper, presumably God, and Jesus is the shepherd who goes through the gate to get the sheep. And he talks about other shepherds, false shepherds, who may come in to the sheep from other directions. But he comes in through the gate. The point being, presumably, he is the true shepherd, the good shepherd, and he comes in the right way through the gate of God to the sheep. But the people don't quite understand what Jesus is getting at. And that's when he shifts the imagery. It's then that he says, let me try this again. Okay, I am shepherd, but I am also the gate. He says that repeatedly. I am the gate, and the sheep must enter through me. And it reminds me of when Jesus says elsewhere, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me, through the gate. Now, I think there are at least two ways to look at this. What does Jesus mean when he says, I am the gate? And these two ways are really the two competing poles in the history of the Christian church. There are many, from the beginning and up till today, who have been concerned about the purity of the church. And for them, the image of the gate means Jesus is keeping people out. You know, we've got to keep the bad people out. That's why there's a gate, to keep people out. You know, not the good people like us, but the bad people like them. We've got to keep them out. So Jesus is the gate, and we shut the gate, and we lock it, and we, you know, remain pure here in our little enclave. Because isn't that what a gate is for, to keep people out? And there are people to this day who still think the church is about keeping the wrong people out. And so you have to come through Jesus. And for them, that's a very narrow possibility, unless you're like them, usually. But I think that's a total misreading of what Jesus means when he says, I am the gate. I could be wrong. I may find out someday whether I'm wrong. But for me, when Jesus says, I am the gate, I mean, think about what a gate or a door is for. I'm sure it can be used to keep people out. But what's the real reason you have a gate or a door? It's to get in. I mean, if you build a house with all walls, it wouldn't be very practical. I mean, I suppose unless you build it around yourself. But a gate or a door is used as a means of entry, a way to get in, a means of access. If Jesus meant, I am here to keep people out, why didn't he say, I am the fence, I am the wall? Instead, he says, I am the gate, I am the door, a way in. I mean, we already have a wall that we have built between us and God. It's called sin. We do bad things, we mess up, we have separated ourselves from God. That's why we need a gate. as a means of entry to get back to God. And that's what Jesus does. He's a way in to the kingdom of God for those of us who have cut ourselves off. Jesus is the gate, the way in. To me, that's a powerful image of Jesus as the gate, the way in, the way back to God. That's why Jesus came. And I firmly believe this gate never closes. It's always open. I don't think the church is a gated community in that sense. I mean, you don't need to swipe your card or show your pass or be waved through. You know, the whole idea of St. Peter there at the gate, you know, with the book when you get to heaven, nonsense. The gates are open. Scripture even says it at one point, describing the New Jerusalem. The gates are always open so that people can get in. That's what Jesus does. He's the way in. He's not about keeping people out. So the question for us is how to go through the gate. And to me, that's the important question. The gate is open. How do we go through it? And Jesus makes it pretty clear, I think. Now, getting back to those people who think the gate is closed, for them it's often, you must be Christian to go through the gate. But let me suggest that's a little silly, because when Jesus said, I am the gate, there were no such thing as Christians. There were Jews and Gentiles who tried to follow Jesus. So it would seem strange for Jesus to mean the way to get through the gate is to become a Christian when there wouldn't be any Christians for 50 years. But you get through the gate by following Jesus, following the shepherd. And how do we follow the shepherd? Jesus says many times, obey God, take up your cross, love each other. That's how you get through the gate. But it's open to anyone who tries to do that, I believe. Because see, that's the other thing about Jesus being the gate. Remember, we're the sheep. You don't put the sheep in charge of their own gate. I mean, when have you ever been to a farm and the cow is in charge of the gate into the pasture? That wouldn't make much sense, would it? No, the shepherd's in charge of the gate. The gatekeeper's in charge of the gate. The farmer's in charge of the gate. You don't put the animals in charge of the gate. Remember, we're sheep. The gate's not under our control. Maybe it does close. But if it does close, it's up to Jesus when it opens and closes. It's not up to us. We're sheep. You know, our job is to try and get through that gate. And I don't know about you, but for me, that's a 24/7 job. I don't have time to be worrying about and gossiping about, well, you know, that sheep doesn't look like they're going to get through the gate. Or I'm not sure that sheep should be there. No, focus on getting through the gate. That's our task. And we hope the gate remains open so we can get through it. So, we have to work on loving. And once you've got loving down perfectly, then maybe you can focus on the other sheep. And also, come see me if you've got it down perfectly. I want to find out the trick. The task for us as sheep is to try and get through that gate. The task for the shepherd is to lead us through. And the shepherd is also the gate. Isn't this interesting, this image? I am the gate. I am the door. I would suggest to you there is both great challenge and great comfort in this image of Jesus as the gate. The challenge, as I've been saying, is for us to make sure we're going through the gate or heading towards the gate, because there's a lot of stuff outside the gate that's very distracting and interesting. Ooh, look at that grass over there. That looks much greener. Meanwhile, the shepherd's saying, hey, yoo-hoo, over here. But the comforting part of this image is I truly believe this gate is always open and open to all sheep. regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of creed, regardless of religion or not, if you are trying to follow the shepherd, even if you don't claim that shepherd as your shepherd, you can get through that gate. So let's focus our attention on getting through the gate ourselves, and maybe helping other sheep get through the gate.
Amen.
Because the good news is that gate is always open to any sheep that want to get through it. Amen.